And now a conversation that will be painful for many. It's about hate and hatred of Jewish people in particular. Remember that giant banner that was draped over an L.A. freeway last October, reading "Kanye is right about the Jews" after the singer made anti-Semitic comments? Well, that might have been the first glimpse many had of a group that is constantly harassing and terrorizing Jewish people. They call themselves the Goyim Defense League, Goyim being a Hebrew word used historically in the Torah to describe non-Jewish peoples or nations. It's since sometimes used in a derogatory way. The group's leader is John Menadio, a young white supremacist and former rapper. He went to proclaim the Holocaust a hoax at the Auschwitz concentration camp, but he took some time outside a mall to harass a Polish man of Indian descent.
Are you from India? Sir, just answer. I just want to know. I can film you. This is my country. I'm European. And if Europeans want to know why you think you have the right to invade our country.
This is my country. I'm European. Well, Carla Hill is with the Center of Extremism at the Anti-Defamation League, or ADL. Carla, tell us more about the American Menadio's GDL.
The GDL is a sprawling network of anti-Semites. So this includes organized white supremacist groups such as NatSoch Florida, the National Socialist Movement, and the National Justice Party. It also includes individuals with no particular group affiliation, just that united feeling of anti-Semitism that they feel represents their ideology. It's led by John Menadio, who recently moved from California to Florida, but there was already a significant support in the state of Florida for the GDL.
Well, and John Menadio was somewhat chased out of California by the owner of a yoga salon. Menadio's girlfriend worked there. This owner of the salon was Jewish, and he picked up on what Menadio was doing on his television program and the ideas he was espousing. What are some of the things that he says and does?
The overarching goal of GDL and John is to expel Jews from America. So to that end, their propaganda casts aspersions on Jews and spreads all kinds of anti-Semitic myths and conspiracy theories in the hopes of turning Americans against Jewish people. So literally, they spin it to any issue to blame Jews for any social grievances they perceive, from immigration to pornography, abortion. Every aspect of something is Jewish. So that could be COVID vaccinations, political parties, Disney, child grooming, every topic you can dream up. And in addition to that, they glom onto social issues and take advantage of mainstream topics, like when Kanye West made his anti-Semitic comments. They used that as an opportunity to normalize that language and further it.
Menadio was also arrested in August at the Auschwitz concentration camp. He'd gone there with a friend who calls himself Arian Bacon. Menadio held up a sign attacking the head of the Anti-Defamation League. This is Jonathan Greenblatt. Menadio also went on to say the Holocaust is a hoax. He called your group an anti-white terror group. Tell us more about his impact. You said this sentiment is out there, and polling shows that it is, sadly. Tell us more about the people who are following him.
So we do know that anti-Semitic incidents that we track have doubled from 2020 to 2021, and the early reports for 2022 suggest that they have and will continue to take place in historically high number. And all this comes at a time when the Jewish community is feeling particularly vulnerable. You know, the FBI just arrested a former University of Michigan employee who threatened to kill Jewish elected officials in that state. We've seen two shootings targeting Jewish individuals in Los Angeles, and we've seen anti-Semitic demonstrations across Florida. And of course, recently, the virulently anti-Semitic demonstration at the Broadway debut of Parade.
Parade, that's the musical about the 1913 unjust trial and eventual lynching of a Jewish American man in Georgia. That led to the birth of the Anti-Defamation League, also the revival of the KKK. We're going to be seeing that show later this month, and we'll have a story for you. But back to the GDL today. We're reading that GDL members have been accused of stalking, aggravated assault, murder, terror threats, threatening public officials, vandalism, soliciting sex from minors, defacing a memorial for the Pulse nightclub shooting victims in Florida. And yet we're also reading accounts of how people in Northern California, in the Bay Area, were very angry at the local authorities there because the authorities said they couldn't do anything, that flyers are freedom of speech, and unless you can make a direct tie between a violent act and somebody like Manadio, there's nothing you can do.
Manadio certainly schools his followers on how to agitate and spread anti-Semitism legally. He instructs them to blanket entire neighborhoods and not direct their propaganda at one individual. They know to blanket a neighborhood so that they can't be accused of targeting. They know not to use adhesive, for example. They don't use stickers. They're very careful. They also do the research to find where the Jews live, though, so that they can target those communities. But if you blanket the entire community, it's really hard to say it was a targeted distribution. So they're smart about it. Mm-hmm. But law enforcement is working to, and communities are coming together to try to find ways to push back, like creating ordinances against the laser demonstrations with the swastikas and things on public or private buildings. We're seeing littering charges. And of course, when they do something criminal, like make a threat, assault, or anything like that, it certainly comes into the purview of law enforcement. And that's what you see some of the criminal activity we have listed on our website are when these individuals have made threats.
Well, and you have law enforcement people being very vocal, too. Here is Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, Volusia County, where Daytona is located. And here he is talking right after the incidents there.
They wear GoPro cameras. They rent U-Haul trucks. They spent the time traveling up and down ISB during the 500, yelling obscenities from the back of the truck. This is nothing but pure, pure, pure evil. And I want to share this. You came to the wrong county. I stand with my Jewish friends, and I'm honored to be on your hit list. It's an honor to be sought after by a bunch of punk thugs like you.
We don't hear a lot of that. look, there might be people who might be afraid, but your thoughts when you heard that?
Well, you know, it's inspiring. It's super honorable of him to take up for the Jewish community with such vigor. And the thing is, you know, what happens with this particular group of individuals is that they target people who speak out against them. So they will target the sheriff and his family, you know, with doxing and harassment and further flyering the area that he's in. They will do that because he spoke out. And so I think it's important that all community leaders speak out so that it's hard to target the entire state of Florida, right? So if every community leader spoke out with such, you know, conviction, it would really make it difficult for this group to target everyone. And maybe they would feel the pressure that what they say and do is not acceptable or representative of Florida, the people of Florida, or their communities.
Well, Sheriff Chitwood also said he's worried that groups like the GDL will inspire mass shootings. And we remember the horrific Tree of Life murders a few years ago, the man who went into a synagogue and slaughtered, I think, 11. And we know that he was online and he was involved with a lot of the hate that's spewed online. How worried are you?
Well, it's worrisome, of course. You never know what type of person is listening to Manadio and taking on his instruction and the importance that he sees of expelling Jews from America. I mean, expelling Jews, how? I mean, that sounds like it couldn't be done peacefully. And yet he claims to be a peaceful activist, you know. So someone listening to him might take that on as something they need to do and use violence. When we look at his social media, we can see that thousands of people are following him. Hundreds are listening to his almost daily podcasts. And that propaganda, you know, just the repetition of it is intentional to try to normalize this kind of language against the Jews and to make the Jewish community feel unwelcomed in their own country.
Well, you talk about the normalization. We mentioned Kanye West. He went to Mar-a-Lago, had a meal with former President Trump, and anti-Semite Nick Fuentes, who was invited as well. I mean, there's just no shame or something in that.
You know, when a public figure, particularly one with stature and influence, meets with anti-Semites, That person gives the anti-Semites legitimacy in the public eye and in the extremist world. Other anti-Semites and extremists exploit such interactions to claim that that public figure accepts or shares their views. And then it also makes people feel that they can also now express anti-Semitism and kinds of bigotry more openly. And that is the mainstreaming of hate.
So that people can learn when they hear words, they can know their association. You list one phrase, for instance, on your website, the goyim know. What does that mean?
When extremists say the goyim know, they're saying that the non-Jews know that Jews are bad. So they're awake to the Jewish problem, the Jewish threat. They've adopted all the conspiracy theories and anti-Semitic tropes that Jews are bad.
Carla Hill, she studies and tracks the GDL as director of investigative research at the Center of Extremism at the Anti-Defamation League. We'll link you up to some of their writing at herenow.org. Carla, thank you.
You're very welcome.